This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Boy, did Valentine's Day sneak up on me. Don't know about you.
Are you okay?
No, I came down this morning, and then my wife goes, "Happy Valentine's Day." And I go, "When's that?" And she goes, "Today." And I go, "Happy Valentine's Day, hon." Yeah, you know what? When they moved the Super Bowl back an extra week, all of a sudden it kind of impeded on my progress to be the great lover that I am and always remember Valentine's Day. I get home, you know, you're kind of tired, watch the game, then you got Monday's show, and then all of a sudden it drips into Tuesday, and then happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Those listening on radio and those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app if you haven't done so. The gang's all here. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. TireRack.com leads us off this hour. The official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Full lineup of Michelin tires. Special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Play of the day, poll questions, stat of the day, all that forthcoming. Once again, you know the deal. Tyler standing by to take your phone calls at 877-3DP-SHOW. Niners wrapped up the season at the facility, the last media availability, and of course, they kind of stirred up the fires again. It's not going away anytime soon. Did they know the overtime rules? Now you got some infighting with some players. Now you got family members speaking on behalf of some players. This is the kind of thing that you got to extinguish because it won't get any better as you go into the offseason. Remember when Monty Williams, the former coach of the Phoenix Suns, and DeAndre Ayton, they had a falling out at the end of one season, and then we thought, okay, they'll mend that relationship. They didn't even talk over the offseason. And then, of course, they went their separate ways. This is what, you know, the Niners and John Lynch, the GM, like, you got to make sure you get everybody together and, like, or at least try to get people together. The offensive linemen are pointing fingers at each other. Brandon Ayuk's got somebody in the family tree who's upset. His girlfriend's involved in this now. You know, the Cowboys had this with Micah Parsons, with C.D. Lamb. Dak Prescott, moms are involved, girlfriends are involved, social media. And that's what you have going on with the 49ers right now. The Chiefs have their parade today, and Shaq got his jersey retired by the Orlando Magic last night. All right, Seton, what's the poll question we're going to go with, at least the first hour of the program?
If you were the Chiefs, Dan, would you make a competitive offer to keep Chris Jones, or would you let him go?
Well, what's competitive? Because if I'm Chris Jones, I had to suppress my ego and take your one-year deal, and then I went out and proved once again I'm one of the more impactful defensive players in the sport. Are you going to pay me Aaron Donald money? Are you going to pay me Joey or Nick Bosa money? Nick Bosa is the highest-paid defensive player, and if you're Chris Jones, he's looking at the other sidelines going, that guy is making more than I am, and I am impacting this game. Yes, he.
Especially when you're watching Nick Bosa in some of those highlights where he's running the wrong way of Patrick Mahomes, who's cutting up the field for 15 yards. You're like,
But we saw this with Tyreek Hill, although they traded Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins. They didn't want to pay him $30 million. But with Chris Jones, his value there, like, it feels like Patrick Mahomes can make up for some blemishes on offense. It's hard to make up for the loss of Chris Jones on defense. And that defense turned out to be the reason why they won this Super Bowl. But am I going to pay $30 million? I think he's 28 years of age. But if you're Chris Jones,
29,
yeah. you're right there with the Hall of Fame career. You're probably already there. With three Super Bowls, you've been impactful in all of those games, and do you want to go get the bag? And that's probably what's going to happen. You know, the Commanders or somebody like that will go, here you go. We're going to pay you that kind of money. You got to go to some place that's got cap room there. Is he going to give a home discount? Which the only report I saw was that was not going to happen. That he's going to say, hey, you want me to take less? I gave you more. And you want me to take less so I can stay here in Kansas City? If he hadn't won a Super Bowl, then I understand, okay, I'll take less. I want to be part of something special. I don't know if he says, you know what, I still want to be part of something special. Maybe we get a three-peat. Then I'll have four Super Bowls. Then it's undeniable I'm a Hall of Famer. But I think the Chiefs have a couple of decisions to make here. And I don't know if Patrick Mahomes restructures a deal here, give you more salary cap room. Mark Sanchez, former quarterback, Fox analyst, will join us. We'll talk about that coming up. Yeah, Seton.
How much do you think the possibility of a three-peat weighs in on a decision like this? It's probably not the same for every player, but it is pretty unique to do. It feels like a quarterback wears that more than any other player, but
I would say this wouldn't impact Chris Jones. You know, if you're Patrick Mahomes, it would. Andy Reid. Travis Kelce. It feels like we judge offensive players more so for Super Bowl wins than we do defensive players. But Chris Jones is probably a Hall of Famer. And he's been living in the shadow of Aaron Donald, not any longer. But I would think that he's going to be asking for $25 to $30 million. What's he make now? Yeah, Paul.
Chris Jones has made $90 million in his career, most of it in the past three seasons. $21 million, $23 million, $22 million. But he's a true free agent. He's made $90 million in eight seasons, so he's been relatively a bargain. He's also first-team All-Pro the last two seasons.
Yeah, you might get a three-year $90 million. He may make $90 over the next 3 years here, but he's an impactful player. And, you can't trade him. You know, it's like Tyreek Hill, they're like, we're not going to pay you. I mean, it was a great deal for Kansas City because they got a first-round draft pick, maybe a second, and then a couple, like a fourth and a sixth for Tyreek Hill.
It was one of those ones where, like, the tier just keeps going. It's like we got a first, a second, a third, two fourths, a fifth, and three sixths.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you didn't have to pay him $30 million, and you've won two Super Bowls without him. Chris Jones, I think it'd be it's strange going to say a sound. It's tougher. It'd be tougher to win a Super Bowl without Chris Jones than Tyreek Hill. Right?
That's scalding.
Yeah, but it is. It would be tougher because Chris Jones he's more impactful, I think, just because you need him on the defense. They have weapons on offense, and you have Patrick Mahomes to clean up, spill in aisle six. So, all right, what other poll questions do we have today?
Well, we have part two of that poll question.
Okay.
If you were Chris Jones, mm-hmm. would you take the biggest contract offer, or would you take less to stay with the Chiefs?
I would take the biggest contract offer. You've already got your Hall of Fame career. Mm. Now it's about setting yourself up for the rest of your life. So I would, as much as I would love to be part of something special, you already have been part of something special. You know, the three-peat is the reason why you're going to stay? Okay. Yeah, Marv.
How much less would you be willing to take? Now, if it's like $2 or $3 million, all right, but if it's half of it, there's no amount of Super Bowl. You can't sell the Super Bowl rings for what I could have made somewhere else.
He's got to be looking for $30 million a year. He's got to look at TJ Watt, Aaron Donald, Nick Bosa, and say, I should be getting that. And I certainly understand him asking that. And this is it. 29, 30, 31. This is it. Now, he's probably going to want 4 years, even though, you know, I'd look at 3-year window there. Yes, Paulie.
I'll throw out a number just for the sake of argument. Let's say the Washington Commanders offer Chris Jones 4 years, $120 million guaranteed. And the Chiefs offer 4 years, $100 million guaranteed. So you're taking a $20 million haircut. Which would you guys take?
I would still take, I'd take the money.
Over the relevancy of the Chiefs and the competitive chance to play.
He's been relevant.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it felt like there was acrimony in the offseason when he was trying to get paid, wasn't going to get paid. And it was almost like Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Like, hey, you want to seek a trade? You can seek a trade. And then all of a sudden, they eventually re-signed him and he won the MVP. Chris Jones, you know, he has to walk back and go, okay, I'll take the deal. And then he could have been the Super Bowl MVP when you think about it. I mean, he's impactful. And the plays that he makes, he's a big-time situational guy. He makes plays when you need him to. He's every bit what Mahomes is on defense. I'm going to make a play that, and certainly the last 2 years, I'm making a big play at a big moment. I just don't know what Kansas City has to offer him, and do they have to restructure deals to be able to get him in? And do you say, hey, how about staying here, a hometown discount, Chris? Come on in. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to give you an example of someone who was in this Chris Jones situation a few years ago. Remember Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, the great safety?
Mm-hmm.
He was a Chief for 3 years, went to a couple Super Bowls with them, and then he took a little bit more to go to the New Orleans Saints. I wonder if he regrets that decision because he's much less relevant in the NFL now. Tyrann Mathieu, still a good player, but he's not relevant. And if he stayed with the Chiefs for a couple bucks less, he would have been.
Yeah, but I don't think he's been, you know, the kind of player that maybe was with Kansas City.
Correct.
I mean, you're really, that's what you're kind of basing this on, that how good do we think you're going to be if you leave here? Yeah, Seton.
I'm reading an article here in The Ringer, posted 2 days ago.
Right.
So the morning after the Super Bowl, right?
Okay.
That would be Monday morning.
All right.
The title is, "The Chiefs have long quietly been emphasizing defense. Now it won them a Super Bowl."
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jones isn't mentioned at all.
Ooh.
In there. Not once. It's all about their secondary. Safeties did this. They got cornerbacks. They got all this. They got a lot of Spags did. Look at the job they've done the last 2 years. Amazing. Oh my God. This is that. Chris Jones isn't even mentioned.
Uh-oh.
And that's the dude that's going to command that. I'm just saying everybody can look at that and be like, that dude's the most important guy, but I don't know that it's going to work out that way.
Certainly doesn't sound that, but you know, you got Snead.
Or this is just a poorly written article.
Yeah, McDuffie.
That could be the thing too. Or this article just.
Yeah. Spags got a lot of love, man. A lot of love. You would have thought he was playing. It's like, yeah, it was Spags' defense. It wasn't Chris Jones's. It was Spags' defense. He's going to dial something up there. Yeah, he completely overshadowed some of those big plays that those defenders made.
Yeah.
Now you're hearing, hey, Spags deserves to be a head coach. Once again, I will say this for the 478 millionth time. Not everybody is meant to be a head coach. Sometimes you're just really good at one thing. Bill Belichick's coaching tree proves that. Sometimes you're just a coordinator.
But you have to try. You have to find out that you're not a head coach.
But he's already.
I know that he's already done that.
Yes,
but
he's already proven that he wasn't a head coach. Defensive coordinator, awesome. Awesome. But now you're getting this, well, he deserves to be a head coach. Okay. All right. Hire him as a head coach. He's just a great defensive coordinator. Yes, Paul.
Do you think there's ever been a defensive coordinator or a guy who's an offensive coordinator who got into the NFL Hall of Fame? Never succeeded as a head coach.
Well, Dick LeBeau was a player before he became defensive coordinator with the Steelers.
Okay.
So I would think that was based off him being a really good player and then defensive coordinator. Has somebody, like a standalone defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator? Not to my knowledge. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm actually looking at a couple articles that say no pure offense or defensive coordinator has ever been elected to the Hall of Fame.
Mm. Okay.
Hmm. Right.
Well, I always wondered that about GMs. You know, how many GMs in sports have been elected to the Hall of Fame? And, you know, it's different generational because back in the 70s, you're able to keep all your players. I mean, the Steel Curtain, they wouldn't have stayed together. You would have lost those players. So to be a GM now as opposed to in the 70s or 80s or even 90s, it's a far tougher job now. You have to have a capologist. You're not losing any of those players. They all stayed. The Packers, everybody stayed. The Cowboys, everybody stayed. The Niners, Steelers. Nowadays, it's like people are going, all right, I won my Super Bowl, now I'll go someplace else. And trying to fit everybody under the salary cap. That's why I remember Pat Gillick. I talked to two baseball writers, and I kept saying, you know, Pat Gillick deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And he had been with a couple of teams, won World Series titles. And I think Pat eventually got into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But there are certain guys who, I mean, Theo Epstein. Theo Epstein's Hall of Famer, right? Right? I mean, I don't know if that's up for discussion, but you do what you did with the Red Sox, you do that with the Cubs, I mean, you're a Hall of Famer. But I don't know how many other guys do you go, oh, man, because of that guy, he was, like Gil Brandt was with the Cowboys, and I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, having a long, sustainable career where you're making trades and great draft picks, like Ozzie Newsome. Ozzie's in the Hall of Fame, I think, as a player. Does that sound right? Because
yep.
You could put Ozzie in the Hall of Fame as a GM as well. What he did with the Ravens, he was great. Jerry West. Jerry West is a GM. I don't know if he went in as a player, but did he go in as a GM as well? It's like, you know, we have musicians. You go in a band, and then you go in solo. You know, some artists are able to do both. Let's see. What else do you have there, Pauline?
There are a number of GMs who've gotten into the Hall of Fame. Bobby Bethard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Guys like Ron Wolf, et cetera. There's probably about 7 or 8 of them.
Okay. Yeah, and they should go into the Hall of Fame because you're building a team. It's one thing to coach a team or play on a team, but you got to build it. You have to have the structure there. Who's getting in with Golden State? Their front office. Who was the GM? Bob Myers? He get in the Hall of Fame?
Steve Kerr's going in as a coach.
Steve Kerr is going in. Did you see where the Warriors reached out to the Lakers about LeBron James?
I didn't think that was a real story.
Me neither.
Yeah, but people are commenting on it that they did reach out. You know, I'll take a break. I'm gonna talk about that. Also, we're going to play some sound from the 49ers. Still being asked about overtime rules. You know who's thrilled with this topic? Ray McLeod, come on down. Because nobody's talking about that muffed punt. And that could have been the biggest play of the Super Bowl. But it's all about, did the Niners know the overtime rules? Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs keep piling it on. Now they're laying it on thick. Like, yep, yeah, you know, we were discussing this night and day. It seemed like the last 5 years we've been talking about over, you know, it's like, okay, I got this. You guys were prepared. And the Niners, that coach was prepared. That coach might not have been prepared. Let me take a break here. Just getting started. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Take a break and back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Settle on a poll question. Your phone calls are always welcome, by the way. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Still the fallout from the Super Bowl. The Niners wrap up the season by talking to the media yesterday at the facility. And yes, the overtime rule question came up to the head coach, Kyle Shanahan.
Was it important, do you think, for the players to know the new rule as it pertains to overtime in the playoffs?
Well, yeah, I mean, we did say, and we told everyone as we were waiting for the coin toss, hey, review everyone with them, make sure they're sure before we go out. So we asked the position coach to do that, but I didn't cover it in a meeting on the Super Bowl week. I don't think that changes anything.
Okay, that's not why they lost, but it's easy to pin that on Kyle Shanahan and say, well, if you didn't know that, were you prepared for other things? Here is Brock Purdy asked about the overtime.
Were you aware of the new overtime rules in the moment that the Chiefs were going to get the ball back no matter what?
No, I knew. Before that, I asked Greasy on the sideline before we went into overtime, like, hey, just to clarify, like, what are the rules? And he goes, it's the playoffs. So he explained the rules to me and everything. So I had an understanding of it.
All right. Backing up his coach there. And once again, it feels like everybody has an opinion on this. It'll be known as the overtime Super Bowl. And it's going to stay with Kyle Shanahan. Yes, Eden.
You know, not to nitpick statements, but Brock Purdy's statement contradicts what Kyle Shanahan just said. Kyle Shanahan said, I told my position coaches to go and explain to all of their players what the rules were. Brock Purdy said, I went and asked my coach what it was.
Yeah.
Like, he had to seek it out. And that's the quarterback.
Yeah. Maybe it's semantics here.
Maybe.
Yeah. But that's where everybody needs to get together and tell the same story, because it's sort of fragmented here. The coach and the quarterback, and it just feels like, I mean, you had Chris Jones, the defensive star for the Chiefs, tell you, yeah, we've been preparing for 2 weeks. And, you know, if they score a touchdown and then we go down and score a touchdown, we're going for two. That sounds like you got a pretty good game plan and you have discussed this. But the perception is what hurts the Niners and Kyle Shanahan. That, wait, you didn't tell them about overtime? the muffed punt is the big, that's huge. The blocked extra point is huge. But, okay, you didn't know overtime. The only thing I would question is, you know, your logic here, the analytics of we want the ball first because we want the ball third. Not factoring in, you give Patrick Mahomes four downs because he has to get at least a field goal. That's a huge advantage for Patrick Mahomes. And that has to be factored in. If you don't get a touchdown, now Mahomes is using four downs to at least get into field goal range. And they use those four downs to, you know, win the game. That, to me, is huge. You take the ball, then be aggressive on third and four inside the 10, and you weren't. And then all of a sudden, and give credit to the Chiefs, so you didn't go for it. On third and four, you didn't run the ball. If, you know, if you're going to be aggressive and you're going to get a touchdown because you know Mahomes with four downs, the odds are in his favor that he's going to get, he's going to at least bang on the door for a touchdown to win the game. And then you don't get the ball back for the third possession. That's my only knock on his logic there. I don't want Mahomes to have four downs. Yeah, Paul.
You guys know what's happening next year when week three, the 49ers happen to go to a regular overtime season game and it goes overtime. Social media is going to let them up. Is this the playoffs? Did you remind them that it's a regular season again?
Well, it's different rules, though, different in the regular season. Wait, does his team know? Oh. Absolutely. Going to stay with him. And then you got Brandon Ayuk, who his girlfriend is speaking out and saying, you know, I think his brother is speaking out about his usage and maybe he needs to play someplace else. I don't know if you're trying to create leverage. But Brandon Ayuk is a valuable player on that team. Now, they missed him. You know, Purdy missed him a couple of times. Could have had a couple of touchdowns in there. But one of those, he's being pressured. I mean, Chris Jones is right in his face again. It's not like you go, man, he was Jimmy Garoppolo missing, you know, wide open touchdown. I mean, to Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, this is different. Brock Purdy was under pressure in some of those big moments. Give credit to the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, Pauline.
Remember yesterday we talked about Marvin, the 49er fan, and the five stages of grief. Just to remind everybody, Monday was denial. Tuesday was anger. Wednesday is bargaining, where you're still in a bit of disbelief and you pray to your Lord, whoever that may be. Can we get out of this? Can I get this fixed? Can I get a title someday? So we're in the bargaining phase of grief.
Okay. All right. And then Thursday, so tomorrow, just so I'm prepared, since I'm, you know, human resources with this show, I got to be ready when Marvin says, can I talk to you?
Well, after today's bargaining, Marvin will move on Thursday to depression.
See, that's where I got to be on my game tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. And I did say to Marvin, you pick out the meat for Meat Friday. And Tyler told me that you've already talked to him, and we're going to have a great, great Friday.
Yeah, we are. You know what? I'm going to try to get it together, but bargaining, is bargaining like focusing on another team? Because UConn's ranked number one right now. I'm trying to move away from this.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, whatever you need to do to separate yourself from a painful, embarrassing loss that'll stay with you the rest of your life, I understand that. Move on if you can. We're with you.
Oh, thanks, DP.
Okay? We're with you, especially tomorrow when you come in depressed. We're going to be here for you.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to try to pick it up. I'm going to start today.
Come on.
All right,
come on.
I'm going to rally.
But today's bargaining day.
I'm going to rally.
And I know, but I need to start for tomorrow, today. Why wait for depression Thursday? Why don't we maybe try to circum?
Well, that's how it works, Dan.
Yeah. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to try to help you today. Yes, Todd?
That's very sensitive of you to be proactive like that a day in advance.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Friday, what's the five stages of depression?
Glad you asked. That's Acceptance Friday, Dan, where you come to grips with the reality of the situation and you move on. That's what they want you to do.
Okay.
Psychologists.
Okay. All right. So the five stages of grief. Yes, Todd?
Acceptance or acceptance? Like, I'd be in a good mood except for the fact that my team lost the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So Friday could still be a problem.
It's ACK.
ACK. ACK.
Okay.
Acceptance.
X has a nice ring to it, though. Acceptance.
We're going to be there for you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. This Lakers story, LeBron story, the Golden State Warriors story. So here's the headline on the mothership. Sources. Warriors made bid for LeBron James at trade deadline. Well, they didn't make a bid. They talked about making a bid. There's a difference in that. The Warriors were eager to present a deal package to LA, but neither the Lakers nor James were ultimately willing to explore a potential blockbuster. Even at 39 years old, James is still playing at an all-NBA level. That stirred the Warriors' imagination about his ability to extend the window of the franchise's fading dynasty. Okay. Once again, they were eager to present a deal, but they didn't. Now, it is interesting, but this happens a lot more than you think, where these GMs are bold and they'll take a flyer. They'll call up and go, hey, is Joel Embiid available? No. Okay. People have called up about Devin Booker with the Suns. Hey, is Devin Booker available? Nope. Okay. Like, it doesn't hurt. That's all that is. This is GMs who kind of kick the tires, and then all of a sudden somebody goes, wait, I didn't know LeBron was available. If they made a bid, then I would hear who the trade package was. Who were they giving up? Draymond Green, reportedly, behind the scenes, now he's represented by the same people who represent LeBron. He's the one that's been saying, hey, you know, we'd like to get LeBron. No? How do we do this? Well, there's no offer. So Draymond then would be like, imagine if you're Klay Thompson, because Klay Thompson would be traded. If Klay goes to Draymond and go, what are you doing, man? Man, I'm just trying to bring in LeBron. Yeah, but I'm going to get traded here. I don't know who else would get traded, because if I'm the Lakers, what am I getting in return? Golden State's won 5 in a row, by the way. But there's no bid. They talked about a bid. Yes, Todd?
Shouldn't any GM on the receiving end of one of those calls, even if you have Booker or Embiid or whoever on your team, to at least say, hope it doesn't get out to the media, but say, no, he's not available, but what were you thinking? Just to hear what maybe some kind of crazy offer was made where you at least
But it's
got
to get out
it.
To the media. And then it's, are the Lakers shopping LeBron? I know how this works. Just letting the audience know how this works. It's semantics there. So are the Lakers shopping LeBron? Are they were they listening to offers for LeBron? Because that's now what it kind of morphs into. Let's see. In the article, it says that the 76ers' Daryl Morey called Rob Pelinka and talked about LeBron James. And he was told. So the 76ers ask about this. And then Pelinka then responded by asking Daryl Morey if Joel Embiid was available. They said no. So this happens a lot. And then the article says Morey then asked about the availability of Devin Booker and was told no. So what happens? You know, it doesn't hurt. It's like the guy who will ask the girl out and it doesn't bother him if she says no. He's that guy. And then all of a sudden, the fifth girl that he asked out goes, yeah, what? Yeah. That's sort of what happens in these situations with these big ticket items. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you let me handle this. As a person who tried to ask girls out in high school without actually asking them out, I was a master of it. You'd be sitting there talking to a girl that you liked and, you know, by your locker and you're getting ready to wrap it. So what's up this weekend? Anything going on? Nah, you know, just hanging at home, hanging with my family. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then you're at that moment where that means she's not interested if I was going to ask her out.
Yeah.
Because if she was said, hey, what's going on this weekend? Nothing. What are you doing? Then it's somewhat of a green light.
Yeah. Nothing, big boy. What are you doing?
Never got that one.
No, never got that one either. Yeah.
I barely even got the nothing, what are you doing?
So it's not a bid. It's not an offer. Until I see what was offered, then it's real. This is just, hey, you know, we got Steph here, still playing great. Maybe we bring him in with Draymond. Still got Kuminga. We've got Moody. Like, we got some players here. Maybe we could make a title run. And then the Lakers are probably thinking, well, why don't we inquire about Steph Curry? That would be my response. If I'm Rob Pelinka, I'd go, no, but is Steph available? Well, of course not. Okay, well, then LeBron's not either. Now, here's the thing that works against LeBron. You know how passive-aggressive he is. And then you put the emoji out of the, you know, what is it, the time clock there, the sands of time are, you know, ticking and, you know, like, okay, what are you saying? Get me somebody or get me out of here? But they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. I think they basically said, no, no, you played GM in the offseason. We brought in these players. We brought back Reeves. You still got AD. Let's make this work. And I think that, you know, LeBron was hoping they were going to bring somebody in. Like DeJounte Murray, I'm going, that's not changing the fortunes of the Lakers. Yes, Mark.
The Warriors and the Lakers, they're both 7-3 in their last 10. So, I mean, they're doing well. I mean,
I can see
they're 9-10 in the West.
Maybe the best deal is the deal you don't make.
Oh, deal or no deal?
Yeah. By the way, I don't remember Meghan Markle on Deal or No Deal when she was one of the models holding a briefcase.
That's how she got her start. I remember that she's on that show Suits.
Yeah.
That's what I think she got famous for.
No, she got famous for marrying Prince Harry.
Oh, yes. Real famous.
Yes. Yeah. Well, but she was on Deal or No Deal and you know, holding the suitcase there.
That is a random left turn, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Well, that's what this show is. It's NASCAR. It's just left turn, left turn, left turn, left turn.
Confirmed. Yeah, she was on more than a few episodes as one of the people who folds down the briefcase.
Yeah, yeah. But she was also at the Beach Bowl with DirecTV at the Super Bowl. I don't know if that was New York. Might have been New York, where she was in the flag football game that we broadcast. I don't remember her. Well, there were all these, you know, swimsuit models there as well. So maybe, you know, she got lost in the shuffle there. But yeah, she was, that might have been New York. Yes, Paulie.
I'm checking. I think you're right. I got 2000.
New York sounds about right.
I got it 2019. Oh, sorry. 2014 Celebrity Flag Football. I think that is New York. Amongst the luminaries in that game were Michael B. Jordan, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen. At all.
But I think
Ireland Baldwin.
Was she in that? I was calling the game.
Yeah, Guy Fieri, Tracy Morgan, Aaron Paul, Serena Williams made an appearance. Remember, yes. We walked her out to.
She had high heels on, walking in the dirt.
Was that the year Lil Wayne pushed the cameraman too? Was that all the same year?
No.
That was different.
That was Dallas. I think it was Dallas. Mm. Yeah, that could have escalated. But Serena walking out there, I did an inter. She didn't play, but I walked out with her, or somebody brought her out. She had her high heels on. Yes, Paulie.
I think it was you and Kevin Frazier were sitting out there doing interviews, I think. And Serena Williams agreed
no,
to like.
No, it was Carissa Thompson.
And Serena Williams agreed to come out there, and she was not dressed in like workout gear. She was dressed like kind of going out gear, and she had high heels on, and she had to walk across a sand pit. And I was the producer, and another guy was supposed to be there and escort her to your stage. She goes, I have to walk across this? She goes, in these shoes? I'm like, do you want to take them off? She goes, no. And I held her like we were walking at prom. Mm. And I said, if you roll an ankle, I'm going to get killed.
Mm.
And she handled like a champ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah, those Beach Bowl flag football games, what a mess. You'd have like Warren Moon or, you know, some big time quarterback there. He was the permanent quarterback for one team. And then you had just a bunch of random people there. Actors, actresses, swimsuit models. And Meghan Markle, apparently. All right, let's take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question. Mark Sanchez, our good buddy from Fox Sports, will join us coming up next hour. Take a break. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime,
with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Letter left, I got it.
Check this out.
Kolek hands back to Chase Ross. They work the handoff weave. Back to Kolek, and he's pressured by Telfort. Goes by him to the basket. Throws up a wild shot.
I don't know how he made that.
Circus shot on a scale of 1 to 10. A 14 by Tyler Kolek. He had no idea it was going to go in.
Kolek's a good player, man. Reigning Big East Player of the Year at Marquette. He had 27. One of only two players in college basketball Division I averaging at least 15 and 7 assists per game, courtesy of Learfield Sports. I watched a good portion of that game last night. Let Express Pros help you. Express Employment Professionals, they'll help you hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com. Find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. Jamie joining us in the program. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Danny. DP.
Hey, bud.
5'9", solid 178.2.
Okay.
Hey, I have a statement real quick. I'm a little offended that Fritzy, he's definitely top four Danette for me. Definitely top four.
Okay.
But he wore Chiefs colors on Monday.
Okay.
As a Broncos fan, that's very disrespectful.
I think he's just, you know, showing respect to a good football team.
I understand. I get it.
It was our What Up Mahomes sweatshirt, so it was more a Dan Patrick Show hoodie-related than being happy the Chiefs won, because that certainly wasn't the case.
Okay.
I'll let you slide on that. But I have a question for you about love. I know you love love.
Yes.
And so I know you guys have never been in this position, but how would you approach trying to ask the children of a woman you're dating, 17, 13-year-old boys, permission to ask their mother to marry them? Like, because I want to be respectful to the kids.
Okay. Paulie raised his hand quickly.
I guess I would like to know how long you've been dating this woman and how involved you are with the 17, 13-year-olds day-to-day.
So a little over a year, and I live in a different state, so I'm moving to – so I'm moving from Texas to Oklahoma, and I don't see them as much. I did buy them a bunch of Topgolf gift cards, so that's what I'm trying to get at. I'm not.
I don't know if that's going to seal the deal, Jamie, the Top Golf gift card.
Throw me a PS5 and you can have mom.
Yeah. I think sitting down with them is a good move, but it's kind of tricky to try to handicap something like that, Jamie. Yeah, Seton.
It's extremely difficult to handicap that, especially not knowing what the previous 13 and 17 years were like.
And what if they say no, Jamie?
Oh.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you always have to think of if it all goes wrong. So, yeah, I would not want to give you advice on that, Jamie, not knowing the situation, but good luck. Because we always think that, everybody's going to say, everybody loves love. Yeah, you're going to say yes. Or, when they put, will you marry me on the Jumbotron? And then they focus in on the couple, and then she shakes her head no. And then you're like, oh, my God. Let's see. Chico in Baltimore. Hi, Chico.
Hello there, Dan. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, that was one heck of a game. Hey, how do you feel about the halftime show with us? Are you shocked he took his shirt off? Do you think, though? There is backlash. I heard that comparing it to when Janet Jackson and Adam Levine took off theirs.
No, I don't. Well, look, I don't get caught up in the halftime show. Like I'll watch it, but I'm not watching just to watch the halftime show. Usher's a great performer, and what he did is his Vegas act. He did it on stage at the Super Bowl and did a great job. It's not the same as Janet Jackson. Because that was Justin Timberlake. By the way, I don't know if Justin Timberlake ever truly apologized to Janet Jackson. Because she's the one who took the heat for that. Justin Timberlake was, the one who kind of got out blameless almost. And Adam Levine, if he takes off his shirt, I don't care. Usher takes off his shirt, other than, when you're sitting next to your wife and then she's looking at Usher and he's ripped, and then you're like, yeah, well, guys got a lot younger than me. I could work. I used to look like that. Yeah, Marvin.
Yeah, but when he's like, oh, you guys are kind of like the same age.
Well, that happened to Seton.
Like, can you not?
Seton and Usher are the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, my wife just threw that out while watching it because I was like, she was sort of half on her phone or whatever, and he took his shirt off, and so I looked over at her because I was like, damn, this dude is shredded.
Yeah.
And she really had no reaction. I was like, damn, babe, he's ripped, huh?
Yeah.
She was like, keeps himself in shape.
Yeah.
Okay, .. Yeah. Pause. Oh, wow, you and him are the same age. What?
I will say this, though. I get...
Babe, what? That felt like a shot.
I get complimented only when my wife meets somebody who is similar age. And goes, oh, wow, such and such is same age as you. You look good. I go, wait a minute. By comparison to that guy, I look better?
To Ned on the corner?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Mark.
Best compliment I got in a while in Vegas. They carded all of us when I was with Dylan and Ray as they were at the blackjack table. And she looks at my ID and she goes, you're not almost 40. I said, I am. I said, I'm aging like wine and not milk. She's like, you sure are. So, oh, thank you. Okay. I'm married, though, but relax.
I'm sure it's not a blackjack dealer working you to keep you at the table at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I was standing up. She's anywhere to be around. Oh, no. That was all Dylan and Ray.
Yeah. Backroom guys, they did their best and their worst. Mecole Hardman is going to join us in the final hour of the program. Caught the Super Bowl game-winning touchdown pass. Pre-parade, Mecole Hardman. Mark Sanchez, Fox analyst, will stop by as well. More phone calls coming up, second hour, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.